I'm doing good, stranger. How are you?
Did you bring me a chicken to look at today?
No, they're over at my brother-in-law's.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they hatched and then we lost two. And then, yeah, now the chicks are at my brother-in-law's house.
Well, sad horns. How did you lose two?
Oh, one hatched and the umbilical cord was still attached to the egg. And so it yanked its guts out and all the other chicks stepped on it. So, yeah. Why are you laughing?
Because all I can think about, this is the way my mind works, is why didn't you make a video and talk about how this is a life lesson for the
I could have. I should have done the Father's Day video like you did the Mother's Day, where you went and killed the poor raccoon.
It wasn't a
Yeah.
poor raccoon. He was like a 40-pound buck.
Oh.
He was sick.
Oh, really?
When I walked down there and I hollered at him, he didn't go anywhere.
Right?
I was like, he's in a bad way.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
But
See?
the worst part, I shot him. I emptied my clip to make sure he was dead because I knew he was sick. I didn't need a rabid raccoon around to go in the house. Steve's still asleep. I'm like, did you hear the gunshots? He's like, what? I said, did you hear the gunshots? What? I'm like, I just killed a raccoon in the yard. What?
Oh my gosh.
Jim's asleep, Cora's asleep. I'm like, all of y'all would be dead if not for me. I'm here apparently to defend my entire sleeping family, you sad, sad people. But then he had to go outside and he had to carry it off. So he had the worst part of the job.
Oh my gosh. So how many bullets did you put in this poor raccoon?
Six, because it was
Oh.
dark outside. And so I'm holding a flashlight here while I'm holding my gun here. And
Oh.
I missed the first time. And when I missed the first time, he didn't run anywhere.
Oh no, that's horrible.
That's how sick he was. So I did him a favor,
Really?
really. I was bringing light to the world.
So what made you think he came to the, well, did he come to eat to have his last supper
I don't know, because I was walking down to the chicken house and he was right outside the door, crouched down. I saw his eyes shining in the dark. I'm like, son of a, I ain't got time to deal with this. So I walked back in the house. I didn't have my gun with me. I went back in and got the gun. He didn't move. So I'm like, this is all.
Right. You better start packing when you start going to the chicken coop. You don't know what may be down there, you know?
I know. Well, actually, I'm going to put a gun rack in the top of the hen house because they really can't. They don't have opposable thumbs. And I'll
Right.
keep it down there. I can do
You don't have to worry about a chicken massacre, right? But when I'm saying I'm done
no,
with this and just get the
I'm like a
rifle down
reality show waiting to happen is the problem.
I think so. You post enough, you definitely can do it, and you've got a variety of topics, so.
You know, but that's what keeps people entertained. And then they learn accidentally because we call that, edutainment, right?
Right, exactly. That's too funny. Too bad you didn't have video of you going down shooting a raccoon.
I know, right? I missed a really big moment there. But then again, some of my followers are probably all PETA people, be all nervous and shit, and that would be bad.
Right, that would be. No, I know what you're about to ask. You're about to ask about NAR, didn't you? Aren't you?
Did you hear that Stacy and Tracy both got in?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Are you on the wait list?
No.
Well, that's only round one. You might get through round two. They still haven't finished the schedule.
That's what I've been hearing. I've heard that from a lot of people too. So, yeah, I didn't make round one.
That's all right. I had to apply for about 5 years before I got in the first time, and then I'm in as long as I don't really deliver bad content.
Right. It took me, I think, 2 years, and then I got accepted last year. So, but yeah, I was sitting in a dark corner when Tracy emailed me and said, "Hey, we got our NAR acceptance." And I'm like, "Ah." So then I talked to some other real estate professionals. They're like, "Yeah, they do it in waves, so don't worry about it." But I didn't get triple play this year either. It's like I'm
I didn't
striking out.
either. I was very bummed to get the little form email, and I'm like, ooh, sad horns.
How could you not get it? Now I feel better.
That's exactly what I thought, but it's okay.
He said it's okay.
They're probably mad that they know I would come anyway because that's like my referral hotbed. I
Right.
love New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah, I get
However, matching sips. There, you got your Campbell's cup. I got my company cup.
What are you drinking?
Hot tea. What are you drinking?
Hot tea. Green tea, because I'm
Mine
trying
is the Harney and Sons hot spice cinnamon. It's my favorite hot tea. I love it.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Yeah, it's got flavor.
I just have the Walmart brand green tea. They had a 100-pack and what? Oh, come on. Come on.
I know
What
you're
get?
drinking because it's healthy and shit, but come on, it doesn't have any flavor to it.
No, it doesn't have any flavor to it. Yeah,
I need
stop.
some flavor. This tastes like it has sweetener in it. It's tons of cinnamon, but there's not nary a bit of sweetener in it. It's good for me.
Yeah, this is like two steps above sewer water, but you know,
Oh,
it's
see,
healthy.
that's a video I haven't decided to drop yet, is our municipal water here at the office, because it starts light, goes yellow, then brown, and then comes back. And so
Oh my gosh.
I'm fixing to post that and tell the city, would y'all please work on these pipes? Because that's a little bit concerning. So you might be three steps above my municipal water here.
I think so. So did you decide if you're going to influence this year? It's like right around the corner from you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Nashville, so it's an easy flight over there. And it all depends on the kids' schedules, because my son, if he has band camp that week, I'll go to influence. If he does not have band camp, I'll probably stay home.
Oh, okay. I got you. Because you got it. You told me you've got to keep up appearances for that since you're a CSP. So how many years?
You have to go, I think, once out of every 5 years, maybe. And you can go to either the winter conference or the July conference. But the July one is better because it's the bigger one. But right. The February winter one is knock it out. So that's where I was glad for COVID, because I knocked out my conference during COVID.
Right.
To get that thing done. But to go is like the breakout sessions I want to go to, I kind of need to take Michelle for, because there's how do you monetize your podcast, and there's information on building your universities and your side revenue streams and all that fun stuff.
Right.
So it's full of amazing information and great people.
Yeah. I went to Influence 2018 down in Dallas. Someone snuck me in. I won't say who it was, but yeah, they're like, they had like, I guess, Black NSA. So they invited me to go that, but then they,
there's a Black NSA, or is it like a affiliate group?
It's like an affiliate group, but it's kind of with NSA, but you know, it's full of like African-American speakers. So someone brought me into that when I was starting to get into the national scene, you know, so I connected with a lot of people, and it's amazing on LinkedIn. I don't know how many CSPs I'm connected to because of that and just being on LinkedIn, but yeah, it's amazing, you know? So
one, the nice thing about them is like, they're totally glad to share. They know that whatever message you have is not their message, and there's plenty of room out there, which is a really good mindset to have.
Right. So you're, as far as a speaker, you're everything. You're not just a real estate speaker, correct?
Well, that's what I'm trying to branch more into, the motivation and leadership space, because, but I am a real estate speaker. That's my space. And I could, if I were only focused on the money, I could just make this a honey hole and just live in it forever. But I get bored, obviously. So right. I want to do some bigger things and branch out, but who knows?
You sound like all the other ones, because I'm coming in as just like an everyday tech speaker. So Tracy's the one that got me into real estate speaking, and it's been really good. But at the same time, you know, I kind of want to be known universally as like a technology, cybersecurity, social media speaker. So, you know, that's
right, because otherwise you get typecast like the people on TV do.
Right. Exactly.
You don't want to be that guy.
No, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I get it.
So, unless you're Dave Chappelle, in which case anybody would want to be Dave Chappelle, because you don't care. That was my favorite role that he was in, was Undercover Brother, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Are you serious?
I love that movie more than
I do. Oh, my God.
If it's on the TV, I stop on it. My husband's like, not again.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. You're talking about Undercover Brother that had Billy Dee as the colonel. And yes. And I remember.
The White Sea Devil. Yeah. And Dave Chappelle was Conspiracy Brother. Brother, I love Conspiracy Brother.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. That is one of my favorites, too. I love that. You remember the scene where Billy Dee was promoting the chicken, and then it had the explosion, and then he was like in blackface after the explosion? A friend of mine, I was watching it with her, I turned to her and I said, yeah, they just set back civil rights like 30 years with that scene. Because of
that. Do you know what? It only sets back civil rights if you have no sense of humor. I think anybody watching that movie is like, this is a mess. And they
is. It was, especially when Eddie Griffin got seduced by Denise Richardson, and then he was in the store. Yeah, the White She Devil. Yeah, he's wearing the eating mayonnaise, and he's wearing the cardigan and stuff like that in the store. That, oh my gosh, that movie's hilarious.
My favorite moment of his in the movie is at the end when they cut his afro.
You are too much. That is hilarious.
Nobody's seen it either. It's only a very select niche of people who've seen that movie.
I know. I don't know how many times I've seen that movie, but it's hilarious. I love it. I love it.
And I think it's free on either Hulu or Amazon Prime right now.
Oh, is it? Oh, my gosh.
It's on the included list. And so if I'm trapped on a treadmill, that's what I'm going to watch, because I won't think about being on a treadmill.
I don't blame you. So what constitutes you being on the treadmill as opposed to running 6 miles outdoors?
When it's too hot to breathe, or when I'm out of town and I'm nervous about going outside, because I used to be really I didn't think at all about running at 5 a.m. in strange cities in the dark, but the older I get, and now that I've fallen down and broken my teeth and had homeless people spit on me before, I'm a little less interested in going out in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Missed me, but it got the girl with me because she was slower than I was. I'm like, that's why you run with somebody slower. I mean, it's just self-protection. So if I have to, I'll do a treadmill, but I really rather run outside.
Do you trip them up too when you get in trouble? Like, let's say a coon or a bear is chasing you. Do you like trip them?
I'm just saying that there's a runner rule that you don't have to be the fastest. You just can't be the slowest.
You're too funny. Oh my gosh.
I'm not wrong, right?
You're not wrong at all. What are we talking about today?
I don't know. What did you want to talk about today? Michelle, tell me. Let's see.
Was there she just said, you know, just roll with it. Then I go to your YouTube and I'm like,
there's a new story. What's your news? You got a new story?
Well, look, we can talk about real estate agents getting their social media accounts hacked. I've seen that happen multiple times.
Oh, let's talk about that, because I don't know that anybody really thinks about that, because it's, I don't know if my dad watches my show or listens to it, but I'm about to find out because he loves Facebook. And he's obviously, you know, slightly older in years. So when his account's gotten hacked, he'll start a new one. So there are a couple different accounts, and it's not the hacker. It's just he started a new one with a new password because that was easier. Look, somebody's going to tell him, and I'm going to know who told him, by the way, because he don't keep no secrets from me. So don't y'all tell my daddy I told that story on him.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. Yeah, I was going to say, like, over the past couple of years, I mean, we've had agents reach out to the office and say, hey, our personal accounts have been hacked. And it's like, what do you want us to do? You know, so we get requested. We've had people ask us to hack into Facebook. Well, can you hack into Facebook and Instagram and get access to my account? And you can't do that. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's a federal crime, you know?
Okay, so why would anybody hack a social media account? So that's what I don't understand. So when I see a fake profile show up or somebody, they stole my face and they started a new account, they took over my password. Burton, why do people do that? What is there's no money in my account. I don't have a credit card number in there. What do they want?
Well, there's other real estate professionals that do have their credit card information stored in. What if you boost?
Wait, why?
Because if you boost a post on social media, you've got to pay for that advertising. So if you're
That's their business account. That's not in their personal account. Are they getting their business accounts hacked?
Well, when you attack a personal social media account, the business one is attached to it. So they get, it's like the double whammy. They get both.
I didn't think about that. So they can get their credit card and they're probably not going to go boost the listing now. So probably not going to get any benefit from this.
Well, they're not going to boost the post, but what criminals do is they're always collecting information, especially for real estate professionals, because you guys are making a lot of skrilla or money to, you know, as far as real estate transactions are concerned, right? You're making it rain out there.
I think we're supposed to say "brr," isn't that what we say now? That's what I saw the young people were saying was "brr."
Oh, that could be it. You know, you guys are making it rain with all the money that you deal with. So that's just one piece of the pie, is getting a hold of a social media account. But in normal circumstances, criminals go after social media accounts because you are connected with a lot of users. And that just means more people that they can spam with some of these scams that are going on out there. So let's say, you know, God forbid your account gets attacked and you've got, well, let's say you've got over 1,000 followers on your professional account. That's 1,000 people that criminals can target. And of course, as an agent, that just makes your reputation look bad, because let's say it's someone who doesn't like you. And so they put disparaging stuff on your page or offensive stuff on your page. So there's a lot of implications that go on with having your real estate social media account attacked.
Okay, so when you say they're going to spam my friends, right? So if I'm looking at my Facebook account and I see all my friends, if they hack in, they can see my friends. Are you saying they're sending like a Facebook message to these people? Or is that how they get my cell phone and text people and say, I'm in a meeting, go to Food Lion and get me 5 gift cards? Is that where those things come from?
Yes.
I don't understand that either. I don't buy gift cards at Food Lion, but apparently whoever scams my account thinks that's where I'm going to buy gift cards.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, that any scam can come in through Facebook Messenger. It doesn't matter if, you know, you're getting a message to buy a gift card, or if you're getting a message that says, oh my gosh, check out who died. And then, of course, your curiosity gets the best of you, and you go clicking on that link, and I know you won't. I know, but I'm just saying there are agents out there that happens to me.
I mean, I'm clueless, but that's beyond. Like, hey, I saw a video with you in it, and people are clicking on that. I didn't even watch the Madison Cawthorn video because I'm like, I'm not watching porn. I don't care who it is. Why do people click on anything? I mean, we shouldn't click on...
Because curiosity killed the cat. People get curious, and it's, you know, you want to know what's behind door number 1, 2, or 3. That's just ingrained in us.
No, that's because we don't know the rest of that phrase. Did you know there's more to curiosity killed the cat?
No, tell me.
Curiosity killed the cat. Satisfaction brought him back. Safe and sound from head to ground, from toe to crown, he was safe and sound.
Wow. I never knew that.
You've learned something new today.
I did.
No, honestly, we do click on these links and we don't know better. So is that where the hackers get in? So they go to my 5,000 friends and send them this message from that looks like it's from Lee Brown that says, hey, look at this obituary. And then they click on it. And now the hacker's in their friends.
No. So there's two ways that social media accounts getting hacked works. So the first method that criminals use is that they'll duplicate your account. So they'll go to our account if they can see our friends list and say, oh, well, they've got 5,000 friends. Let's go after Burton and Lee and see if we can target their friends. So they'll create a fake account. They'll steal our profile picture. They'll just set up a fake account. Now it's going through Instagram. And then you'll get a Facebook message saying, hey, you know, did you click on this? Did you, you know, like this link or whatever? And then once the whoever is following you clicks on the link, then that's how they get into the process of getting scammed. It's not that they'll get into your device. It's just they're going to fall for a scam that comes up in their Facebook Messenger or Instagram Messenger. Now, if your account's hacked, Lee, it's a situation where criminals will actually take over your account. And maybe they'll say, oh, well, you know, Lee's a prominent real estate professional. Let's send out something that looks real estate related and get her friends to click on it and then scam them out of money. So one of the nefarious things that can happen, let's say that you were putting on a workshop, but it wasn't really you. And they could send out a scam that says, OK, I'm putting together powerful women or real estate rock stars or something like that. And they can craft a message that can be sent out to all your followers, and then it will allow them to click on a link. And then, of course, people are signing up for your fake course, and that's how they make their money.
That's a lot of work. It seems to me that if a hacker is willing to go through all of that, they could do something legit with their time and not have to scam people. So what do I do, though? So if I'm the person who called you and they said, somebody's in my account and I can't get back in, what do you do? Because there's no human at Facebook or Instagram that's going to help you.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, there's not much that you can do. Now, you can hope that the criminal was negligent and forgot to change your password. Then you could log into your account, change your password, and then keep them out of your account. But if you...
Hope is not a plan. You know this.
I know it's not a plan. But I mean, sometimes criminals do that. Like, they'll take over and then they forget to change the password. And then you can go in and change your password. Now, as far as prevention is concerned, the best thing that you can do on your social media accounts is to make sure that you set up what's called two-factor or two-step authentication so that if you are, let's say I'm in Kansas City, and then for some reason Lee Brown's logging into my account, and I'm like, well, I'm not where Lee is. Why is she logging into my account? Then I get that notification that you're trying to get into my social media account, and then I can go in and deny access, and then my account stays safe. But a lot of people, when it comes to social media, don't think that if I set up two-factor authentication, that criminals are going to be able to get into my account, or they don't even think that criminals are after their social media accounts. But think about it. If you've got a Facebook page, an Instagram account, and you've got your personal page, I mean, you're marketing your business, so you're spreading your brand out there. You need to do anything that's necessary to protect that account from criminals to get access to it.
So,
and the other thing I was going to add too is passwords are key. In fact, agents need to stop using passwords and adopt the method of using what's called a passphrase. So, for example, to use the story we talked about, you could use a passphrase like dead raccoon or sick raccoon or like stinky chicken or purple chicken, turquoise turkey. Words like that create a passphrase so that criminals will never be able to figure it out. And then it's something for that's easy for you to remember.
I could use Undercover Brother. I could use White Sheet Devil. But I would probably use Conspiracy Brother because he's the best one. But I think it would have to be a more complete phrase like dead raccoons don't kill chickens. I think it's got to be more intense, right? Some more long tail than short tail.
Yeah, exactly. The longer the passphrase, the better off you're going to be. So you're absolutely right on there. Now, if you did use Undercover Brother, you would have to put some numbers or at least a special character after it. So maybe
so I could use the O could be a zero, right?
Right.
See? And the, is there an A? There's no A in Undercover Brother. The E, I guess I could use the... I could use the at symbol. It's more of an A than an E, but I guess I could make that work.
Or you could use Undercover Brother and leave the ER off and put the A at the end, you know? There you go. Add a little Urban Dictionary knowledge onto it, right?
That's a website I don't go to because it's very disgusting. That website bothers me so much. I don't want that. My children better not go there on their browser history either. Because thanks to your episodes from last year,
right?
Big parent. Hawk. And by the way, y'all, if you're a parent hawk, you should probably go watch the episode from 2021. There'll be a link in the show notes because I know you can't find it either. But all right. So let's just say that Facebook's not going to help me. Instagram's not going to help me. The bad guy got in and changed my password. Is all hope lost? Should I change all my credit card numbers or put an alert on? Is LifeLock worth any money?
That was a loaded question. So, no.
Well, look, I'll tell you the truth. I pay for LifeLock, but every time I renew it, because it's very expensive, I'm like, is this really worth it? So you're a tech expert. You tell me if it's worth it.
So let's start backwards with what you said. So we'll start with LifeLock. So LifeLock, just LifeLock by itself is worth it because you will get those alerts if criminals are trying to get access to your stuff. But, you know, Norton, the antivirus company, owns LifeLock. So as long as you're not purchasing Norton and LifeLock, then you're good. So by the look on your face, I'm sure you got Norton installed on your computer, correct or no?
Oh, I think it expired because I didn't want to pay for it anymore.
Well, take it off your computer if you have it on there because you don't need it. It's already built in. You've already got Windows Defender.
I mean, didn't Steve Jobs say that my Mac was all safe because Apple is special and Bill Gates built Microsoft to have viruses. And now we know why. And so I don't want nothing Microsoft around my office at all, but I believe Steve Jobs, even though he's dead.
Yeah. So even if you have a Mac, you know, they make Norton for Mac. So there are a lot of people that don't realize the whole operating system is kind of safe from viruses. So they still buy Norton.
Is it worth the money? You would say it's in the money. Oh.
Not Norton. I mean, Norton's not worth the money, but LifeLock is.
Oh, okay. So did you put LifeLock on like your whole family?
No, I don't use that stuff.
So I should use it, but not you.
I mean, if you want to use it, I mean, you know, truth be told, I don't know if you necessarily need it, but I mean, this is the situation you need it. If you were part of a large scale data breach, like let's say you're a T-Mobile customer and you were part of that breach last year, then yes, you need to get LifeLock. But I've never been part of a large scale data breach, so I won't get it until I absolutely have to.
Okay, so I'm part of a lot of those, and
are you?
I get an email every now and then. It's like your email was exposed in a this and such program or whatever, but I just delete those emails. Am I really supposed to be worried about that? Because I feel like if they bought 40 million email addresses, I'm probably not that big of a target.
Well, no. I mean, so if your email address is leaked out, and that happens all the time, even instances that we don't know about, it's going to happen. The thing that you need to do when you get that email alert is just to make sure that you're not using the same raggedy password you were using, you know, back 22 years ago when you got in real estate.
I have that password on some websites because my Apple phone told me it says, I was going to ask you this too, since you're like you're all things tech expert here. So when I mash the buttons on my cell phone and I go over here to passwords, it says the password on 121 of your sites has been compromised.
Oh my gosh, you need to change all of those passwords. What are you using? Stuff that you're using back, what was 22 years ago? Was that 2002? Well, and that when you got into real estate?
I got it in 2000, but I got my email address in 1993 when I was finishing high school. I was an early adopter of email.
Oh,
and the password
gosh.
I used then was because of the guy I was in love with at the time.
Right.
And so that's all my passwords forever. But it's not his name. It's not something that easy.
Listen. Oh, my gosh.
So I really supposed to change all these passwords? Look, it's got this little yellow alert on here. Security recommendations. Excuse me, it's 144.
Oh my gosh! Yes, well, you've got to change them. I bet you there's
compromised passwords.
There's an AOL account in there too, isn't there?
I'm not that old. I'm only medium age. It's medium plus. It has AOL. But I did used to put those discs that came in the mail out in the garden to keep the birds out of the corn. But let's see. Oh yeah.
Does that work?
It appeared in data leaks. Look at all these data leaks. Everybody's got a data leak.
They'll be bragging about that stuff. That's not good. You need to, whenever you go to your next open house, when you've got downtime, you need to start changing passwords.
What you're saying is the miracle is that I have not been a target, but maybe it's because there's too many opportunities. So I look like
I'm right.
Oh, I better not let my LifeLock expire. So anyway, that was a random side gig. So as a realtor, what are the biggest security flaws that realtors have, like legit on their emails and social networks, and what should they be tightening up?
Free email is the biggest one that I see. Using like a free Gmail account. Now, I know there are some brokerages that have like the paid Gmail account, and that's fine. But if you're using free Gmail or AOL or Yahoo addresses and you're sending out real estate transactions to those emails, then yeah, you're just asking for trouble, you know, because those accounts are specifically targeted by criminals. And so they know, especially if you're a real estate professional, you're dealing with a lot of money. Or what did you call it again?
The burr.
Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of money. So it's easy to get into those accounts and take over and intercept a buyer or seller, or even act like you're the lender in that instance.
Okay, so is there a way to secure Gmail? Because I use Gmail Workspace for business. They're business accounts. Is there a way to secure that?
Oh, you're already secure because you're paying for Gmail.
Oh, so it's only the free ones that are
available. Right. Yeah. Oh, so if you have Workspace, like I have Workspace for Gmail, that has an extra layer of protection. And then, you know, with Workspace, you can get a live person. If you just have free Gmail, you ain't getting nobody, you know?
No, and they're fast with the live people too. Like, I love the customer service on professional Gmail.
Right. So yeah, any free email service is bad. And then I know agents are always horrible with passwords, as evidenced by you showing all your...
It's not that my passwords are bad. It's that all these companies are bad for leaking my stuff. It's their fault.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're sitting here saying you've never had your stuff leaked and I got 144. I don't know if that makes me popular or a target.
That makes you the raccoon, my friend.
Which one of us is teaching tech security? Not this one.
I think I have a couple, but you know, and the thing you have to worry about, Lee, people in our position, when you were known, we've become larger targets because we have, you know, a lot of followers. So
right.
Criminals look for that stuff. I mean, if it's like your Uber account, I don't know if I would necessarily worry about changing your password or your Lyft account so much. I mean, you should, but if it's leaked, what information is a criminal going to get? Maybe credit card? Maybe they'll send you a car, you know?
Probably not, because I set my cards to expire every 6 months. And so I do change my cards all the time.
Okay.
And that's to stop all the automated charges that I forget that I signed up for, because I'm totally a realtor. And
right.
Then I get back, your card failed. And I'm like, oh, what that was? And I look it up. I'm like, I must have signed up for that at an expo somewhere.
Right.
And I also know that if I've memorized my number, I will spend more money than if I haven't memorized it. And so I just change cards all the time. So honestly, they've probably gone to these accounts and said, this woman ain't got a penny. And they rolled on.
You know, another thing that agents need to think about, and I know everyone cringes when I say this, is that phone numbers. How many agents give out their cell phone number as like their main number? So criminals love taking those numbers, spoofing them, and then using them to call people locally for spam. So I always tell real estate professionals, set up like a Google Voice or a WhatsApp number and use that as your main number, as opposed to giving out your cell phone number. That should only go out to close family and friends.
Did y'all hear that? Burton told you to get a Google Voice number like I've been telling y'all for years, because it costs you how much?
Free! Zero!
And you can send it to other places. It's a wonderful thing. All right, we've really rambled here about lots of things that are really just entertaining. So we hope everybody enjoyed the conversation. But Burton, if somebody's looking for a speaker on technology and they're looking for somebody who can bring some insights on security and safety with family and kids and websites and businesses and all that stuff, how do they find you?
You can find me anywhere on social media at Burton Kelso, or you can go to my website at burtonkelso.com.
And if he was more fun, he would put more chicken stuff on his account from his brother-in-law's house. So y'all need to make a comment that says, Burton, show us the chickens. And then you can see his chickens too, because chicken people are the best, right?
I mean, they are. They
chicken
are,
Instagram
yes.
is my favorite Instagram.
Yeah. But I will tell you real quick, I'm kind of scared of chickens, Lee. It's hard for me to go. You know, they start pecking and, you know, they just act weird sometimes. But I know how to get in.
Personalities.
They do. Well,
you just got to buy some of those dried mealworms from Flock Party.
Right.
And then go take it to them. And then they will just come pecking looking for it. I hold it in my hand. They eat out of my hand.
Oh, wow. Now, I do that with regular chicken feed, but it takes me a second to get in, you know, because they start acting crazy.
They do, because they're excited for the food. They're like, oh, here's a human with food. Woo-woo-woo.
Right.
But, you know, chickens can memorize 100 different people. And so long as you're one of the 100.
Right.
It's a sign. They didn't run away from you. They ran toward you. That's love.
That is love. That is love. Awesome.
Thank you for coming back on the show. Friends, if you want to hear what he talked about last time when we weren't nearly as close as then as we are now. So this is a way better conversation, but it was very serious a year ago. So go look those episodes up. If you're looking for a speaker for your association or broker to talk about things that actually matter, you can totally call Burton and he'll get on a plane and come see you. Otherwise, thanks for stopping by the show. Click, click. See you next time. Hey, I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today's craziness is really just the fact that I had a past guest come on, and we just rambled and visited for a little while. So if you're just interested in basically eavesdropping on a conversation about everything, including undercover brother, chickens, and raccoons, an orange tree in Kansas, and social media accounts that get hacked, this is totally your jam. So enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.